the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a...
I'm down.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I want to start this episode off with a bonk. That was from Michael K.
Bonk?
Yeah, a little bonk from Michael K.
We're not even going to introduce ourselves?
Nope. First.
they should just know us by now.
Yeah, right. I'm Liam. This is Michael. Not the one that's getting bonked.
I'm not Michael K. I don't like Michael K either.
He's getting bonked.
This is the rivalry.
It is.
It's opening day.
Episode 9. It is opening day.
Opening episode, fucking day.
Episode 10 coming at them on Sunday?
Hmm? Yeah, Sunday. Nice. Ooh. After we go to the games.
Nice and spicy.
After we go to some baseball games too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to explain Michael K's bonk.
Yes, go ahead.
The other day, I don't know exactly what day it is, what day it was, Cole Tucker hit an absolute nuke off of Garrett Cole. I'm sure you remember the game. Garrett Cole got lit up by the Pirates.
Oh, that was his first start, wasn't it?
Yeah. But Cole Tucker's at the plate, and all Michael K can talk about is Vanessa Hudgens.
The entire at-bat.
So Brad and I went to our list. Little bonk for Michael K.
The funniest part was she posted it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was just talking about her the entire time.
It was like Love Oscar Sunday. And they were just talking about, oh, this is Mike. This is Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend. No, his name's Cole Tucker. He's a stud. How about that, Michael K?
And what are the odds that he hits a home run in that at bat?
Yeah, right? Love it.
That was insane. Love it.
Ultimate bonkage.
He's a bonks. It's going to be a lot of bonks.
I'll be listening now for him.
We're just going to find bonks for Michael K all year.
Yeah. Anytime he mentions a female's name, bonk.
Bring it up on bastard. The next pod. Hey, I remember you posted in our little group chat yesterday. You were excited about the podcast today. Tell the crowd why. I know why.
You know why? Because the MLB posted their Fangraphs standings predictions, and it might be the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've never seen so many teams with the same record.
They have a four-way tie for first place in the AL East.
It also feels like every team has 87 wins.
Yeah. Not a single team in the AL East, they have breaking 90 wins.
And then you have the Mets with 87 wins. And then you have, I don't remember. There was multiple teams that had 87
wins. Come on. How many goddamn teams? Fangraphs is usually pretty far off, but come on. Not a single team in the AL East breaking 90 wins? What is this?
Yeah, I don't.
It's the best division in baseball.
It's probably because they play each other 19 times a year, and I guess they're count splits. But other than that, they should go out and beat the Tigers or beat the Orioles 19 times. All four teams in this division should beat the Orioles 19 times. Will that happen? Absolutely not. The Yankees would probably lose about probably 8 or 9 games to the O's, Kryptonite.
Usually how it happens.
Didn't the Rays go 19-0 against the
I think it was Orioles like 18-1.
18-1, that's what I thought. I thought it was 19-0 or 18-1.
Yeah, something crazy. Also apologize for my sniffles. I have a little bit of allergies going on here.
Screw dumbass allergies.
Yeah.
Some news coming out of Red Sox camp today. I saw
nothing good.
Nothing good. Rafael Devers not gonna get an extension in time. Xander Bogaerts said there's not a chance in hell there's a extension in time.
Neither of them want to talk during the season.
I don't think any player does. It's very weird.
But very weird. This is why I was a big fan of the Trevor Story move. It gives you insurance on Bogaerts leaving if he does, which is looking more and more likely as time goes on. Gives you insurance at the shortstop position until Marcelo Meyer comes up, who is going to be an absolute stud. So.
I traded for him in MLB The Show.
Did you?
Yeah. It's been an absolute stud. Him and Flope, middle of the infield. And I got Bobby Witt.
Card in MLB The Show.
Then I got Bobby Witt at third.
Ooh.
Jack Leiter too.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta say, they said they were fixing the trades in franchise. They didn't fix the trades in franchise.
You can trade for whoever you want.
Feels like it. I gave up absolutely nothing for Jack Leiter. Absolutely nothing. I think I gave up DJ LeMayu.
It's a terrible trade.
I know. I got Joe Adell. He didn't work out for me, though. Julio Rodriguez I got as well.
There you go.
Spencer Torque. I got all the top prospects on this Yankees.
There's a franchise. Lot of prospects that made the opening day roster.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot. I love it.
Bobby Witt.
Torkinson. CJ Abrams because of Fernando.
Because of Fernando Tatis.
There was a whole list today. I'm not going to go look for it. But some news out of Yankee camp today. Aaron Hicks looks like the odd man out for tomorrow's lineup.
Eh, doesn't do anything for me.
He's 2-16 against Eovaldi.
Really?
You want to know who's going to be the leadoff hitter?
Let me guess.
Take a guess.
Judge.
Nope.
Gallo?
Nope.
Tell me.
Josh Donaldson.
Really?
That's what they're saying as of right now. Is the leadoff hitter.
Never would have guessed that. My next guess was going to be IKF.
DJ would have been my first choice. I would have said DJ first.
Yeah, but because
I think he's going to play tomorrow.
You were like, you know who the leadoff hitter is? So I wasn't thinking of anyone. anyone
that, like, that was like logical. The leadoff hitter. That was logical.
Exactly. I wasn't thinking of a logical answer. I was going to logical.
I feel like Judge is a little logical.
Yeah. Judge would be logical.
I really believe the Yankees will not have a starting lineup consistently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they're going to switch around this lineup almost every day.
Mm.
I'm also guessing Judge, Gallo, and Stanton are in the outfield tomorrow.
Ooh, Stanton.
Yeah, Stanton in the outfield.
Think Donaldson's DHing?
No, he's going to play third, I think.
So who's going to DH?
Or maybe DH. Maybe him DHing and DJ at third. Because you don't have another outfielder to play.
Who would DH there. Then?
Donaldson, I would say.
I know, if Donaldson plays third.
I would maybe DJ or Rizzo.
Because
I don't really see who else could DH. The Yankee lineup is just so weird. It's just so weird. You have no true leadoff hitter. What you do in DJ, but how often is he going to play?
He's hurt?
No, I just think he's the odd man out of the other four.
Yeah.
I feel like Glaber's going to play. IKF is your starting shortstop for the rest of the year. And then you got Donaldson and Rizzo, who you can flip-flop with.
DJ can flip it at some shortstop.
I would not want to see him at short.
He's got the length for it.
Does have the length. He is huge.
Has he played short? For the Yankees?
No, he's never played short. Gio was the shortstop last year.
Yeah, that's true. And Gio then Glaber's gets hands made of bricks when you put him at shortstop.
Yeah. They say he's the backup shortstop, which scares me.
Yeah, I mean, backup is always good to have, but yeah, he's not great on the defensive side of the ball.
It's not a great defensive shortstop.
Yeah. I mean, neither is Bogarts, but at least Bogarts hits. Glaber doesn't do anything.
Hey. Bogart's going to be in a Yankee uniform next year.
I doubt it. There's not a shot.
They didn't go after Correa or any of that.
Did you see the video that it was a starting nine interview, but I just saw it recently. I didn't see it before then. The Yankees never even had a conversation with Bryce Harper.
I knew that.
That's crazy.
I knew they never had a conversation. Back then, I didn't even want both of them. I didn't really want any of them.
Everybody wanted free agent in
Machado.
People, Yankee fans really thought they were going to get Harper and Machado.
And then Corbin as well. Corbin was in that free agent as
yeah,
well.
And then, but he ended up shitting the bed.
Yeah, very happy we never got him.
But Yankee fans thought they were going to get Machado and Harper, and then got neither of them. It's the beautiful thing about Yankee fans.
It is. They are not the smartest. They believe everything. Some of the trades I hear are awful as well.
From fans' perspective?
Yeah. Some of them are the worst.
Would you want to trade for Paddock?
Chris Paddock? I would love to have traded for Chris Paddock.
I would too, but
I would have loved to have control. I would have loved to have had Paddock.
Stats just Red Sox stats just posted that he had a stem cell injection at the end of last year for a partially torn UCL. So I don't know.
He also still has many years of control.
Yeah. You can toss out. I was thinking tossing out like Jaron Duran for Paddock, but he was like, I don't know if that's the guy you want to go after. And I think I'm going to have to agree with him. We already have Tommy John issues with Sale and now Paxton. I don't think I want a third pitcher with Tommy John on the horizon.
I would have loved Paddock. I wanted him for Voit.
Yeah.
I wanted him for Voit.
And then Voit got traded for a bag of chips.
Yep. Justin Lang.
He went to the Padres, right?
Yeah, he went to the Padres. Voit went to the Padres. They got Justin Lang for it.
If they can't move Hosmer, that's going to be weird.
I know. He's looking good over there, too. Dude, I saw Instagram post before. He was cracking water bottles over his head and everything. He's having fun still.
Well, you can have a lot more fun with that team than you can with the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree. Well, it depends on what they do, actually. When Fernando comes back.
Yeah, that's true. But I still think they're going to have that. They're very, like, young there, too.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a fun team to watch.
They just got to get the pitching on the right track in San Diego.
They have the pitchers.
Yeah, they just got to perform.
Yeah, they definitely have the pitchers. Darvish, Clevinger.
He needs a big year. Darvish.
Dev.
Well, he's just coming back from surgery, yeah. So I'm not going to pick on him.
I'm expecting Darvish, big things from Denelson Lamet.
Oh, he is.
I want big things from him this year.
I like him too. Big arm.
Yeah.
Big arm.
Yeah.
I feel like I threw fucking 9 innings last night. My shoulder is on fire. It's been killing me. Like right here.
You're getting ready for opening day?
Yeah. They might have to bring me in.
Is it tossing a bullpen? You'd fit right in with the Mets pitching staff.
I could fit in with.
Do you see the name, like who the Mets opening day starter is?
Yeah, Taylor Megill.
Who the fuck is that?
He was on the team last year.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on the team last year.
I was like, damn, you signed Max Scherzer and have the best pitcher in the world on your team. They also got what's his name from the A's?
Bassett. Yeah, Bassett.
And your opening day starter is Tyler Malley.
Megill. 26-year-old right-hander. But he was on the Mets last year.
I feel like there's better options.
No, I agree. Why
they have Bassett? Four all-stars in their starting rotation.
Yeah, why isn't Bassett pitching tonight?
Yeah. They're playing the Phillies, right?
No, Washington.
Oh, they play the Phillies this weekend then.
Yeah, I think Monday to Wednesday or something like that. That should be a fun series. Hopefully they get pitchers get healthy. They just need Max to come back, and then they're fine for a little bit. They also Corbin Burns looking okay today.
Yeah, he looked all right. Got smacked around a little bit there.
Yeah, Kyle Hendricks looked
pretty good.
He did. He did. We were clowning him the other day.
Were we?
I think you said he was washed or old. Oh, did I? Maybe, I don't remember.
I don't think I would say that. I'm a Kyle Hendricks.
I've always been a Kyle Hendricks guy. I like Kyle Hendricks.
A little Cy Young.
Can't go wrong with him. Oh, fucking just can't wait for opening day tomorrow. It's gonna be a fun day. I'm expecting Kiki to hit a bomb right off the first pitch of Cole.
That would be beautiful.
Right, first pitch home run. Not even sitting in our seats yet. And he's already trotting around the base pads.
What's your prediction for the game?
My prediction? I hope the Yankees win. I hope it's a fun one. I'm hoping 4-3.
There you go. It's a good 4-3 one.
4-3 Yankees.
If it's a close game, I'm a little scared.
And Cora also said today that you don't have a set closer, which I like.
Thank God. I saw that in a
tweet from Chris.
Bro, I don't – Matt Barnes, I don't know if I could watch a full season of him closing again.
I have
love Matt Barnes too, but he just always falls off.
I love Whitlock. I think he's a very good pitcher.
I think they want to move him to a starter, which, yes, it adds more value because he pitched more innings.
Yeah, whatever, I did see that.
I would just leave him in the bullpen. I fuck with it if it's working. If it's not broken,
make him a closer.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need
if Matt, it's not Matt broke, Barnes can, fix it.
Matt Barnes can be a setup guy. He's been doing it for years.
He always has been the setup guy.
Can't go wrong with that.
Barnes doesn't need to be the closer.
The Yankees bullpen looked phenomenal in the spring. Absolutely Red phenomenal. Sox did not. Jonathan Loaisiga looked absolutely amazing. Lasagna. Chad Green looked good. Clay Holmes, my boy, the next Yankee closer. Next Mariano Rivera.
Ooh, that's a big claim.
I love Clay Holmes. He's looked great in the spring.
He looked good last year, too.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yankees, they didn't do any signings in the bullpen, but the bullpen's still good. Just scared with Chapman.
Hansel Always Robles will be scared. Made the opening day roster.
I expected that. Come on, he was your boy last year.
He's a god.
Any surprises in your opening day on your roster?
Not really. Travis Shaw. Not really. Not really. I wish Ryan Fitzgerald made it. He was hitting a couple bombs for spring training. It's always just fun to see a young face, new face like that. But
I was surprised Tim LeCastro didn't make the opening day roster. He could be your Tyler Wade.
Well, we don't. He's not on our team anymore.
No, he's on our. He's on mine. Yeah. No, yeah, I was surprised he didn't make. I was surprised he didn't make our opening day.
Oh roster. Yeah. Cutter Crawford made the opening day roster.
Happy Marlon Gonzalez did. Good old Marlon.
Matt Strom. Michael Wacha.
Yankees also made two interesting moves this past week.
Did they?
Yeah. Traded for Miguel Castro.
Oh, a little Mets-Yankee action.
Yeah, a little Mets-Yankee action. And then the Yankees-Rays action. David McKay to the Yankees.
Interesting.
He's got a lively fastball, I believe. Or no, he's a pitcher.
I'm thinking the Yankees need a catcher.
They got another catcher too. Jose Trevon.
Oh, Trevine. from the Rangers, right?
Rangers, yeah.
Trevino.
I saw a video of like his frame jobs. Oh my god. he gotta have the best frame, whatever the statistics for frames in baseball. Because the pitches that he made look like strikes were absolutely phenomenal.
I think the Yankees went after three catchers that had a pretty good frame rates. Like they were high in the percentile.
Well, Higgy's been very good. Higgy's always been good. I can't go wrong with Higgy. And I'm very excited to see a good
defensive catcher.
And I'm very excited to see this Ben kid come up.
Is he on the opening day roster?
No, he's hurt. Damn. He is hurt. He is hurt.
Was he hurt before you traded for him?
Yeah, they knew he was hurt when they traded for him. His knee injury.
Interesting. Don't see that often, trading for a hurt player. Little Kyle Schwarber action.
He wasn't the main guy, though. That's why.
Little Kyle Schwarber action.
I'm excited to see some of these teams play, man. I'm just excited to see some of these teams play. I also have my cousin in the big leagues.
Do you?
JP Sears. He made the opening. He's a Yankee.
Is he?
Yeah, not my really my cousin.
Yeah, I know.
Just got the same last name, baby. Gotta be excited.
No O'Briens.
I know. There's not many of those. You want to know the funny thing is, in MLB The Show, you can't even pick a last name Sears.
Really?
Yeah, you would think there's a player named Sears in Major League Baseball. You would be able to pick Sears as like your name.
Yeah.
So my name is Michael Seaver.
Road to the Show?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the closest thing to Sears, so.
Yeah. I never really play Road to the Show.
I love Road. I love seeing how far I can get.
See the little PitchCom thing?
Which PitchCom? Oh, we talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but did you see it in action today?
No, I didn't see it in action.
Corbin Burns, all he had to do was like look in his hat and he knew what pitch to throw.
Oh, it was in his hat?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he has the signs in his hat, but he has to have the wrist on, right?
I don't know. Exactly. Unless the beeps were coming to his hat.
Oh, maybe.
But he checked out like his bill and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The whole team has it, right?
Yeah,
I believe all nine guys have it. Because it's very interesting. Great job by Vanderbilt doing that. Gotta give them credit.
I think it's a W.
I agree. It's going to help out a lot more.
It was speeding up the game, too.
Yeah, and you can't steal signs.
Yeah, you only have to give one sign.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And another...
It does kind of suck that we can't see what pitch is coming from our perspective.
Though. Yeah, right?
That's what I always loved.
Another thing is the umpires being mic'd up.
Yeah, I saw that for the first time the other day.
People are mad about that.
Why? Why would you be mad about that?
I have no idea. Would you rather just have the replay happen and just sit and there just, wondering what the hell happened?
Yeah, I would rather an explanation.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with an explanation, guys?
It's very much like football.
And basketball. They give you an and hockey. They all give you explanations. But football doesn't give you an explanation. That's good.
Yeah. Ruling on the field is overturned.
Why? We don't know. That's what they told us in New York.
Yeah.
New York just told us. But I think that's great.
Yeah.
Now it tells you what they saw in the booth and why they overturned.
But I think that minute's worth it.
And it's replays always take forever in a day. So
yeah. In basketball, they can tell the people on the sideline.
Yeah.
What's going on. In football, they had the mics. I've know nothing about hockey.
Hockey, they have a microphone in there.
Yeah.
On their mouth.
Baseball was literally the only sport where they were just leaving you in the dark. So why not just
Yeah, I agree. Not bad. Smart. There's a lot of things. Helps out the game. Gives you explanations.
How's your predictions going?
I don't know. It hasn't started yet, has it?
I mean, if you picked anybody on the Brewers or Cubs, it has. I actually picked Nick Horngel or whatever the hell his name is to hit the first home run. He did.
Nico Hormel?
Yeah.
You lying sack of shit.
No, I actually picked him to win MVP and he leads the league in home runs right now.
Wow, it's actually tied right now, 3-3.
Oh, is it?
It is. It is.
Love a little good baseball game to start off opening day, kick it all off. First pitch of the Yankees. Season was a pop out.
Yeah, I know. How funny was that?
Yeah.
First run, you cannot
swing at the first pitch of the season.
And then the first run of the game was the first run of the year was a ground out.
Really?
Yeah. It was a ground out to short.
I'm gonna confess. Ooh, I picked Ian Happ to hit the first home run.
Oh, but, you lied?
Yeah, I lied. But I'm gonna take it as like a consolation because his first at bat was a ground rule double. So technically he did hit the first ball that went out of the park.
Okay. It's a good consolation prize.
Yeah.
You know what? Tell me the last home run of the year right now.
Ooh. People never talk about that.
No, they don't.
All the games start on the same time on the last day of the year, so it can literally be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Also, Yankee fans, Clint Frazier just hit a double in his first at bat for the Chicago Cubs. A little Clint Frazier double.
Okay. I hope that guy sucks. I got you with the first homer or the last homer. Give me Avisail Garcia.
Oh, nice pick. Texas
or Ranger. Adolis, or is it Avisail or Adolis?
Well, there's two. I think Milwaukee has Avivas and Adonis is on the Rangers. I know there's two.
Yeah, I want the Rangers one. Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, Adolis. Adolis is Garcia. Ranger one. It is a Ranger one.
It's my last homer of the year.
Last homer?
Who's yours?
Mine? I'm going to go Hunter Dozier.
Ooh.
I just clicked on the Royals and said, let me pick a Royal.
Works.
Can't go wrong with a Royal.
Play Beat the Streak?
On what? There's a Beat the Streak?
iPhone? Yeah. It's
Oh, on the ESPN app, right?
No. It's an app by MLB. You pick a player to get a hit every day. And you can double down, so you can choose two players. But if one of them doesn't misses. Get a hit, then you lose. You go back to zero. Cool. And if you beat Joe DiMaggio's hit streak, if you go over 56, you win like $5.6 million.
Holy shit.
But no one's ever beaten it.
So do you have to pick? So if say I won week one, right? Or day one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pick two guys the next day?
No.
Oh,
you only have to pick one guy.
So I can pick one guy for 56 every day, days?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That's makes it even more crazy that nobody's done it.
Yeah. I think the highest was like 48.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's so insane.
Little message to all our fans out there, everyone listening, all the loyal. The
millions. The millions and millions of fans.
All the loyal rivals. Rivals, just coined a name for our fans, the Rivals. The loyal rivals out there, go download Beat the Streak and win yourself some money. No free ads, actually. Don't download Beat the Streak.
It will be sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsor us. When this becomes the official podcast of the MLB, then you can download Beat the Streak.
We should be in the creator class that they do every year.
Facts.
For we TikTok.
Should. We should.
I saw a video they did today. That was pretty cool. Do you ever see the Lumberland people?
No.
No, you never got them on TikTok? They're okay. Big Mike or Big Nick, I think his name is.
Oh, I know Big Nick. Is he like the short dude?
No, I don't know. Is he short? I think I think he's jacked.
Oh, never mind. Wrong, Big Nick. There's two Big Nicks. There must be a Big Nick that's actually jacked, and then a Big Nick that's just
not jacked.
Not
that's
jacked. Just short. Actually short. What's with short people calling themselves big?
They have to feel themselves, get themselves ego, you know?
I know a couple people that are pretty short and call themselves big and then their name.
Maybe they got something else that's big. Never know. Maybe they got big feet.
Big feet?
Big feet.
Big socks and big shoes.
What's your prediction for tomorrow?
I'm taking a Devers homer. Okay. I'm taking Evaldi over on whatever his strikeout lines is. I don't care if it's 20 over. And I'm taking a JD double, and the Red Sox are going to win 3-0.
3-0?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we get shut out.
Shut out on opening day.
So you're telling me I should just stay home?
If that's how you interpret it.
You're going Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I will be there tomorrow. 4:05 start. I will be there tomorrow.
Going to see Nicky Smooches on the mound?
I don't know if the Yankees have a... They do Severino's
starter yet.
Yeah, Severino.
Oh, I can't wait for Severino to get his shit licked.
So it's Nick Pivetta versus Sevy. Cole versus Evaldi tomorrow. Should be fun. I will be there. Section 123. Where are you sitting? Boondocks?
I got standing room tickets.
Standing room. Bleachers?
No, just the pinstripe pass. You can stand wherever you want.
Oh, that's $30. Cool.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
what
cool.
I usually do when I go there.
Get yourself a $16 beer.
Yep. Got to babysit it.
Those are ridiculous.
Got to get paid back.
That's ridiculous.
I make $8 an hour babysitting the beer. So I get a $16 beer, babysit it for 2 hours, and then the next one's free.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's what the Yankee Stadium should do.
Yeah, right? If it takes me two hours to finish a beer, the next one should be free.
I see that Yankee Stadium has now put LEDs around, you know, where the wall of all the numbers are, the retired numbers.
The Monument Park?
No, not Monument Park. Above it.
Oh, yeah.
To the left, left field. Mm-hmm. They put LEDs all around there, I believe. So right. There's just an LED board. I want to know what else they have. That's what I love about opening that.
They did that so Devers can't see when he's up at the plate tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
Because the Yankees have no lefties, so it doesn't really affect
them. We got two lefties. No, then it's in right field. It's right. No, left field.
It's in left field. Devers
Devers is. I guess he does see it from. I guess. I don't know. He's batting in the left box. Yeah, we got two.
Devers is winning MVP this year. Have you seen him in spring?
He's been crushing the ball.
God. Oh my God.
I think he's been crushing the ball too, but I don't believe the people that are saying he's going to be an all-star.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
I listened to an interview with Alex Cora. Shout out Inside the Monster. Shout out Steve Peralt for starting his new podcast. If you're listening to this, Steve, we love you.
We zoomed you once, Steve.
We did zoom you once, Steve. So it's actually your obligation to listen to this.
I agree. We listen to your shit. You have to listen to our shit. Well, he listens to your shit. I just piggyback off what he says.
But they had an interview with Alex Cora, and they asked who has the best fashion on the team, and he was rattling down a list of guys. He was like, "No one's really that fashionable." Blah blah blah. But there's some guys that are a little bit. He's like Christian Vasquez has really good shoe game. Christian Arroyo has pretty good shoe game, and he was like Devers. I was gonna say.
I feel like Arroyo would have good fashion.
So he's listing down the names, and then he goes Devers. He just mashes. He doesn't care about fashion. It's exactly what I love to hear.
Screw that fashion.
Just hit fucking baseballs.
Yeah, exactly. Just gotta hit the ball. That's what we want. We don't care what you're wearing. Doesn't matter. Exactly. Nobody cares about the. It's not basketball. Nobody cares about what you're wearing pregame.
They had an interview with them at the Turtle when they were taking BP last year, I think. And they asked him something. He was like, they were like, why are you happy all the time? Or something like that. Something along those lines. And he was like, I hit home runs and they pay me good.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. Then what was I going to say? Bronxy found a new home.
Did he?
Yeah. Thought he was, not going to lie, I thought he was gone.
Turtleback Zoo? So.
No. He's going to like some community home, a community room or something like that.
Foster home for turtles?
Foster home for kids, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is, but he's got a nice fish tank. Got a nice little tank.
How big is he?
He's pretty big. He's a pretty big turtle. I would say that's big. All that wide.
Nice.
He's also, I couldn't believe he's alive still. Really, I truly couldn't believe he was alive.
What, you think they killed him?
Maybe turtle soup or something. Something. I don't know what Nestor's into.
Why did Nestor give him away? I thought he was the good luck charm.
Wasn't that good luck?
It's true.
Now we got to find a different animal. Let's think of animals right now. Who could be the Yankees mascot as an animal? A koala?
Just get a hedgehog.
Cool. Ooh, hedgehog.
Like Sonic.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Sonic's coming out this Friday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I think it came out today, actually.
So excited. I can't wait to watch it. Not going to theaters for it, but I can't wait to watch it.
I would not go to the theaters for that either. Do not blame you. Sonic the Hedgehog. So that'd be interesting.
See the first one?
No, I've never seen any of them.
First one was really good. There's only this is only the second one.
No, I know the second one. Yeah. I like Jim Carrey. Can't go wrong with Jim Carrey.
Can't. Jim Carrey, good guy.
One of the best Riddlers of all time. Batman fans out there. But hey, we are less than 24 hours from our team's playing.
24 hours, the game will be over.
I said less than 24 hours.
True, true, true.
I'm not good with math like that. You're the engineer here. You can do the math.
I'm ready to go.
I'm more than excited. More than excited. 162-0 starts tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a little interview at the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah. Have the phone on the bottom of your, like, in between your legs.
No. I can't do that.
No,
can't do
professional.
That. Gotta get this job.
I got you.
I'm gonna be looking spiffy.
His 12th interview.
Yeah.
You would think they're interviewing a whole country at this point. How many more interviews you need to go?
Hopefully.
Did you put this on the resume?
No.
Have them go and find it and listen to it.
I want them to stay as far away from this as possible.
You wouldn't be getting that job then.
Took it out of my bio too on Instagram.
Did you really? Yeah, you had to give them your Instagram?
No.
Oh.
No,
oh.
But just in case.
Oh, I thought you had to give them your Instagram. I'm gonna
just
say.
Just in case they looked it up.
What the hell?
Took it out of my bio.
Smart. Don't blame you.
Never know. Blame you. Put my Instagram. Never know. Put my Instagram on private. Nothing bad on there. Just want to cover all the bases.
If I didn't have work on Saturday, I would definitely go.
You work on Saturday?
Yeah, I have to be in at 7.
Goddamn government jobs.
7 to 3.
Is there an election coming up?
Yeah, school board. Nothing interesting. Nothing interesting.
But just if so I you guys have to go to work. Sears is one of the primary people in upholding our democracy.
Democracy, yes.
Every vote you cast, he counts. Every single one.
I can't make any jokes because this is an actual podcast then. It goes on to the internet. You can't say imagine CIA starts listening. He says he rigs elections. Let's go.
Every vote you cast, Sears counts, no matter where you are in the world. He sees it.
Around the world. If you're from California, it comes to Jersey.
And he counts it. Personally.
I have a whole tally sheet.
So if you listen to this podcast, next time you get into the booth, just write one of our names on the write-in.
Or just put the rivalry.
Yeah, vote for somebody and then in the write-in, just put the rivalry. Sears will see it. He'll know you are. We'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, if you put – well, technically, I can't give him a shout-out.
We'll give you a shout-out with your name, address, and Social Security
number. And who you voted for. Which is the worst part out of them all, I would say. Oh, well, this is a kind of a short one, but we just wanted to get everybody excited. It was nothing to talk about.
I think it was about 30.
Still, we just wanted to get everybody excited.
Yeah.
Everybody excited. Saturday, we'll have a lot more to talk about. Two games under our books. Get to see the teams in action live. Then we'll have some impressions. It'll be fun. Can't go wrong with any of this. Baseball is back, guys.
Baseball is back.
And you just love to see it. Maybe we can start some arguments.
Let's go.
I don't know, first three games of the year. First two games of the year, we're going to start arguing. But it'll probably become some. Maybe for an all-star. Get our guy into the all-star.
We need a name for the pod. What do you think?
Need a name for the pod. We already have
the episode.
Oh, opening day's back, baby.
I was thinking Michael Kay's first official bonk.
Okay, down with that.
All right.
And then Sunday can be opening days here.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Opening weekend.
There we go.
Nothing like it. Nothing like a little $10 hot dog, baby.
I know, right?
$10 foot-long glizzy. Feed them to me.
Did you see that? You see the Braves thing?
No.
You didn't see the Braves
burger? Oh, the $150 burger?
There's a limited edition burger, too.
Really?
There's a burger for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay $25,000 for this burger. You get the burger and a limited edition championship ring.
Really?
I don't know how real the championship ring is.
I mean, for 25 grand, I'm assuming it's real.
It has to be what are the players wearing. Like, that's what I would assume. Like,
yeah.
Like, the players are wearing this ring.
Yeah.
Because if you're paying 25 grand for a fucking burger and a fake little ring, Braves are on drugs.
Yeah. It's got to be a real ring.
And why is this burger even $151 without the ring? What's in it?
I have no idea.
The meat different? It has to be the meat different,
check
right?
It out. Let's go out on this note. Let's go out examining the Braves burger.
I'm down with that. Like, it makes no sense to me that it's $151. Like, I know there's cheese in it. I think there might be a red onion in it.
It's in honor of the Braves' 151st year of existence.
Can't do something else for it.
It's a half pound Wagyu beef burger.
Oh, okay. Wagyu. Now I understand. Wagyu is phenomenal meat.
It's got an egg on it.
Yeah, I saw that. Weird. I would never eat a burger with an egg on it.
You're crazy.
It's good. You've had a burger with an egg on it?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds breakfast weird burger to me. Oh, that'd be fire. That's different.
No, it's still a burger. No, I didn't have it at breakfast, but it's called.
Oh, I thought you. But you had it at breakfast.
No, it's just called the breakfast burger.
Well, I guess it would be also weird if you had a burger at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Topped with cage-free pan-fried eggs, gold leaf wrapped Hudson Valley foyer faux gras.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Grilled cold water lobster tail, heirloom tomato, garden fresh bib lettuce, Tillamook cheddar cheese, and truffle aioli. Okay.
If you add bacon onto that, oh, I'll pay $151.
Okay, so the $151 comes with a replica World Series ring, and if you want the real thing, it's $25,000.
I didn't even know they had the replica.
Yeah, the $151 comes with a replica ring.
But still, $151 for a replica, that's a lot.
Well, you're getting the burger too. It comes with Wagyu and the lobster tail.
The Wagyu is probably phenomenal.
And the lobster tail on top of it. Jesus Christ. Surf and turf all over me, baby.
Yankee Stadium has some good lobster stuff. The Legend Cup seats. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I missed the Legend Suite. I sat there once.
I've sat there a few times. Oh, absolutely amazing.
They make the food right in front of you.
I met some celebrities down there, too.
Really?
Howie Raisman I met.
Hmm.
I met Alec Baldwin or Mel Gibson, one of the two. I don't know who. Mike Francesa was down there once. The Pope.
There you go.
Love me some Pope. Oh, Tyler O'Neill bomb. Got him in fantasy. Like to see that. 3-run bomb. I kind of screwed up my bet today, pal.
How?
I put over a first run inning in the Braves
game. But, I didn't place anything.
With that lineup, they could easily get a run in that first inning.
Oh, yeah.
That lineup is disgusting.
Who are they going against?
The Tommy Mall.
Oh, the Mets. And the
Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, the Reds. Oh, I'm thinking of this other dude on the
McGill.
The Mets.
McGill.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Where's Luis Castro?
Luis
Castillo.
Castillo? Oh, I don't know. He's not that good.
Yeah, but he should be the opening day starter.
Wonder if he is. Maybe he's the second day starter.
I'm just screwing up names left and right. He must be hurt.
I know. And I'm usually the guy that's screwing up names. Hunter Green gets a start Sunday. That's cool.
Ooh, that's sexy.
He's 170 mile per hour arm that he has.
They should let him play shortstop.
Be a two-way player.
Why not?
They should let DeGrom be a two-way player when he comes back.
Yeah, he was a shortstop.
And he can hit. That dude can hit. I would love to see DeGrom. hit bombs. That's one thing I'm very upset about this year. Just no bombs.
At some point last year, DeGrom had driven in more runs than he had let up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was insane.
I can't wait to watch him pitch again. It's just so sexy.
Shane Bieber dealing.
Is he?
Yeah. Got him our fantasy.
I don't know how I feel about my fantasy team, but I've also never played it this way.
Yeah, me either. So I'm very confused. I've always done categories.
Exactly. But I'm sure the people don't really care about our fantasy teams.
Nope, not at all.
Let's just call it here.
We will be back Sunday with some inside analysis.
In on the field analysis.
Yeah, we're going on the field.
Thank you guys for listening. Episode 9 in the books. Getting a double digits on Sunday.
Love to see it.
There we go. See it.